An Oscar-winning movie gets upstaged. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Coda won the Best Picture Academy Award, but this is all the talk the morning after.
Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
That happened as Chris Rock was on stage as a presenter on ABC and had made a joke about Will Smith's wife's Jada's shaded head, and Smith, after sitting back down, screamed, "Keep my wife's name out of your bleeping mouth."
The attempt at comedy coming at the expense of Pinkett Smith, who's open about her battle with alopecia, which causes hair loss. Will Smith later apologizing for the outburst while accepting the Oscar for Best Actor.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Smith won his Oscar for his role in King Richard. Jessica Chastain won Best Actress for The Eyes of Tammy Faye and spoke about suicide prevention while accepting the award.
For any of you out there who do, in fact, feel hopeless or alone, I just want you to know that you are unconditionally loved.
They also had a moment of silence during the show for the people of Ukraine as the Russian bombardment continues.
What Russia wants is to carve off the Donbass or separatist region, as well as control the land bridge into Crimea and control that. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has said that is not acceptable. Still, talks with Russians and Ukrainian ceasefire negotiators could take place as early as today in Istanbul, Turkey. Ukraine has stated what they want is a complete withdrawal of Russian troops. President Zelensky has acquiesced to one of the Russian demands, however, no NATO membership.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv, Ukraine. China's locking down its largest city, Shanghai, in phases, trying to quell a COVID outbreak that led to panic buying in advance with millions of people forced to stay home. Here in the U.S., there was a slight uptick in new COVID cases last week, ending a streak of 9 straight weeks of falling infections after the record Omicron wave. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel a second day for talks that are a bit uncomfortable as the U.S. tries to rejoin the international Iran nuclear deal, which Israel opposes.
The deal would again provide economic sanctions relief to Iran while placing limitations on that country's nuclear program. However, Israel believes it would continue to be a target of Iran if a deal is struck. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Jerusalem Sunday trying to ease fears, saying that even if a new deal is made,
there is no daylight between us on the fundamental proposition that Iran must never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon.
Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett acknowledging the current disagreements, but stressing
the alliance between the United States and Israel is as strong as ever. And though we may have our differences, as friends do, it remains unbreakable.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
You just heard Prime Minister Bennett. He's now working from home after testing positive for COVID the day after meeting in person with Blinken. Bennett also rushed to the scene of a shooting last night in Hedera. Two Arab gunmen killed two Israeli police officers and wounded four others before police killed them. ISIS has claimed responsibility for that attack. On Wall Street, stock futures up a little bit. Most markets are also rising overseas, coming off a slight gain last week for the Dow and the NASDAQ. The March Madness is over for St. Peter's. The Cinderella 15 seed finally knocked out of the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
Cut. Oh! Banks couldn't finish it, and it's been that kind of night for St. Peter's.
They lost to North Carolina on CBS 69-49. The Tar Heels advanced to play in Duke, the rival, in the Final Four. In the other game,
Kansas Final Four bound for the 16th time in school history. The Jayhawks crushed Miami of Florida 76-50. Kansas will take on Villanova in one national semifinal Saturday at the Superdome in New Orleans.
That's Fox's Peter Schwartz. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.